this lesson. When we come to church, when we open our Bibles or hear the lessons being read to us, we never come as a blank slate. We have already been formed and shaped by our environment, by our culture, by sermons that we've read or heard or books that we've read. And we come to worship with an idea, some understanding or expectation of what is church? What is the Bible? Who is Jesus? And what does he mean for this world? And we come to this place of worship where we click on the Zoom link with our whole selves, full of the week that just passed, the laughter that we had or tears, the sleep that we got or did not get. And this January, you may have heard, has been the January-est January there has ever been January. And I felt that this week coming in to our text. It felt a little hard for me bringing my whole self into this text because I was attuned to all the ways that this scripture had not yet been fulfilled. I was in a down kind of spot. But then there was you. There was the communities of St. Paul's and St. Andrew's coming together, and you brought, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the good news to me this week. Thank you for that. You have probably heard, seen, read, and participated in all the work being done back here in the House for Refugees. There is so much that has already been done in the last 4 months. So much so that I have not yet even got my hands dirty. And I don't know if I'll get to before February 1st when it's all supposed to be done. The teams of people between these two parishes, not just one person, but many hands, many hours, donations that have come together to create a warm, safe, inviting space for people we have never even met. That's Christ revealed to me. The prayers and the trainings and the meetings. Lord, we love our meetings. We have done that together to reveal Christ to our community, to this world that is suffering. Isn't that what Epiphany is about? Revealing who Christ is? Now, the author of Luke, who was writing this gospel, was writing it so that his readers would understand who Christ was, what his life meant, right? He was putting together this biography, what we would see it as a kind of a biography, so that they would understand who Jesus was. And in the Gospel of Luke, this reading that we got today, our lesson, is Jesus' first sermon. So Luke is telling his readers, like, pay attention. This is the first time that Jesus is preaching. So this must be extra important. And when Jesus comes, we read, he comes to his hometown synagogue. They give him the scroll of Isaiah, and he scrolls through it, but he, like, scrolls through it to Isaiah 61 to find our passage for today. And the text for Jesus' first sermon is this: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he says, this has been fulfilled in your hearing, in your sight today. Now, sometimes we have a hard time seeing the good news, because we can see all the ways that this prophecy has not yet been fulfilled. And yet, transfiguration and fulfillment of this prophecy are continually before us. We believe as Christians, and we have experienced often, the life-giving, transforming work of the Holy Spirit. And people will have tried to tell you about who Jesus is and what his words mean when he says certain things. And I was raised, and maybe you were too, to hear that Jesus' words and his cares were about our souls, about our eternity, and not so much about this world. But when I look at Jesus' sermon, well, goodness, I see a different story. I see a Jesus who cares about our bodies and our minds and our hearts and our eternity. Jesus' first sermon, his baseline message to reveal who he is, says, I'm all about freedom from imprisonment. I'm all about welcoming people back into society, about restoration and joy. That's who Jesus is. He cares about all of us, our bodies and our souls. Jesus brings wholeness, peace, shalom. This is the baseline of Jesus' message. This is the baseline of his ministry. And we, as disciples, as followers of Jesus, we get to follow him and do what he did. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, with our community, we have been transformed into people who have found joy in Jesus. And we are people who show joy, who give joy to the poor, to the oppressed, to the refugee. We get to be good news billboards pointing to Jesus. God, that makes my week. It makes my January less January. My prayer for us, as we leave this building, we go back to real life, and it's very easy to see places where this prophecy has not yet been fulfilled. Keep your eyes open. Look and see where Jesus is fulfilling this prophecy. You are part of it. And God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are moving in this world and working through people like you and like me to transform this world into one that is welcoming for all, loving, free, restored. I pray that you will see this good news and that you will be this good news.
Amen.